So we'll back up just a minute. Paul is exhorting the people, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Our problem is we rejoice when other people weep. We should rejoice when they rejoice and weep when they weep. Enter in with their sorrow. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things. Do not set your mind on high things. But condescend to men of low estate. Remember, Brother Brown said some of the greatest men he ever met made you feel good. Made you feel like you were the one that was the greatest.
Right.
And it says associate with the humble. To men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit or your own estimation. Right? Recompense to no man evil for evil. Because remember, we're not in the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth part. This is the Christian. The eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth is those fish-filled Jews we've been talking about. Right? Because they want to avenge. The word avenge should not be in a Christian vocabulary. Provide things honest in sight of all men. Now, look, I want to see, this one's one I want to talk about just a minute. Paul said, if it be possible. Now, this is not a commandment. He didn't say, I command you, live peaceable with all men. No, he says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, as much as you've got inside yourself, live peaceable with all men. All right? So that's kind of the way it is. I mean, as we go up the statue of perfect man, we learn to live more peaceable because of temperance and patience and not godliness and brotherly kindness. That's what life in you, as much as what's inside of you, as much as depends on in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. There we go back to the vengeance. There's no vengeance in a Christian.
That's right.
There's no, we don't keep score.
Yeah.
That's our problem. We keep score.
Yes.
If you do it for me, I'll do it for you. No. You do it for them. What does the Bible say? If you do good to an evil person, what does it do? It heaps coals on their head, not yours.
Yes, sir.
Heaps coals on their head. But rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. So who's mine? That's God. God's going to take care of the judgment. He's going to take care of the vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Now that's his deal. It's like Jason Watkins was preaching Friday night. Had a real good time. He did a good job. That's what he was talking about. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Leave it to God. Let him do it. You know, give it to him. Let him take care of it. And not try to repay a debt or avenge a debt for a debt or whatever more. That was your Old Testament. That was your checks and balances. And as he was talking about, we are prisoners. We're prisoners of Christ. I was hoping he'd get on that. Paul being a prisoner, he's talking about us. He said the world says, well, I'm not a Christian. I'm free. I can do whatever I want to. He said he did say the word stupid. He said that is just a stupid assumption that you're free. And he said, but in Christ, he said, we trade one bondage for another.
Right.
Right.
Because we are free in Christ, but we're under bondage to Him. He's our husband.
Yeah.
We do what He says. You know, and which is good. And then you go to Paul, a prisoner of Christ. He's finally become a prisoner. What? The love affairs, like he said. He said, there's so many billion women in the world. He said, but there's one woman that I love.
Amen.
There's one woman that I submit to. There's one woman that I'm with. And that's it. And that's Miss Watkins. Or Sister Watkins. So that's the way it is with Christ. And there's one person we submit to, and that's Christ. And we are submissive to Him.
That's right.
You went to the dedication?
Yes.
You went to the dedication, Brother?
Yes, I did. Friday. Saw your sister there. Your,
Yeah, Brother Burdett should
have
been there.
Brother Burdett was there, but her husband wasn't there. He had to work. Yeah. But yeah, Brother Timothy was there, and myself, and Dad, and Mom.
Okay.
Jim went. Brother Paul LaFontaine, Brother Kidry Diggs, just trying to name the preachers.
The Altie.
Brother Altie was there, and he preached Saturday morning. We didn't get to go Saturday, but we went Friday night. So we supported him on Friday night. Brother Burley, he ain't no bigger than you. That joker lost about 80 pounds. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
I told him, I said, you so little, I said, you can see your skull in your head. You know, he's bald-headed. You can see the ridge that goes down. Well, anyway, yeah, we got off on that. I don't know. You got that.
Sorry about that.
Okay. But yeah, we did go to the dedication Friday night, so that's a good time. Why don't you get out and go? Why don't you go visit and fellowship with people? Don't be so narrow-minded we can't get out and fellowship.
That's right.
Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing... Did I just read that a minute ago? For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. See, here's our problem being people. I'm talking about being people. We think if we're bad to somebody, that's good. When you were in the world and you didn't have Christ in your heart, getting back at somebody was good. Don't sit there with your mouth open. I guarantee you did.
Right.
And you have a problem with it still now.
Yeah.
They do it to me, I do it to them.
Yeah.
But being a Christian, did you live in a different world than the rest of us? I don't know. But I grew up, and if somebody did something to me, I did my dead level best to get back at them. Amen? Do what? Do what? Yes. I did.
I didn't get even, I got ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Danny made sure that if he missed one, he got one ahead. So we kept score. But we don't keep score anymore. That's what Paul's saying. We don't keep score anymore. If somebody's mean to you, the best thing to do is just try to be kind. But look, for some of y'all that came in late, Paul said, this is not a commandment. It's kind of like last... That's kind of like Friday night. We were supposed to start at 7 o'clock at church. I'm going to tell this to Burley. On Burley. But it was 7:15. No Burley. No, you know, Jason Watkins already been there, but Burley wasn't there. He finally comes out. I leaned over and told Jim and Mom. I said, somebody, they said 7 o'clock. I said, that was a suggestion. That was a suggestion to be there at 7 o'clock. Kind of like the Ten Commandments are not commandments anymore. They're suggestions. Okay. So Paul says, if it be possible, then he, you know, because sometimes he'll say, I command you of all men, or I command you to do this, in other words. He didn't say that. He said, if it be possible, as much as what you've got inside of you, live peaceable with all men. Because sometimes it can't happen. You know as well as I do, people cut you off on the road, and first one thing another, or somebody do evil to you, there is a little something that raises up. That old part of you that's dead, but you're still tied to it.
That's right.
Because of what you were born, a carnal mind. Because it's in here. It's not in your soul. It's in this person we're fighting here. Exactly. The memory, reason, conscience, faith, and imagination. We're fighting it through the statue of perfect man.
Yeah.
Then you say, forgive me, Lord.
Right, exactly. Lord. Well, even Jesus, I mean, you know, it's like the story goes that he took time to plait that robe. He knew he was plotting his course. He was watching them people in that temple, and he was sitting there, and he didn't plait one this long, I don't think.
Right.
He plaited one long enough that we could get to everybody.
Yeah.
So God himself in human flesh was sitting there braiding the rope. You know how long your sisters take to braid your hair? He's sitting there braiding the rope going, I'm going to start with that one, and I'm going to end with that one. If that one's still in here, he's going to get it too. Right? I mean, really. I mean, he turned over tables.
Yes, he did.
He showed a little bit of, but you know what he done? He done that because they were in his father's house doing a commandment he knew they knew better than to do.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
So, but to us, you know though, but the filter of he's a glorified human now.
Yes.
And if you look back on that, he'd never do that again.
Right.
Never. So now he comes back inside of us to try to teach us the same thing.
Amen.
To not to do that. Don't plait your rope. Right? And then if you do, if possible, if you do have to speak, then you know, it's just human being. But we got to minimize our mistakes. You'll never do away with all your mistakes, but you can minimize them. You can learn how to correct them and learn how to control them. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. All right? Continue the thought. Paul, remember, this is chapter 13, but Paul is continuing his thought. Man's the one who put chapter 13 in there and took a break. But there's no break in his letter. He's writing this letter. Excuse me. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. Now, I want to talk on this just a little bit. Maybe not today. And for those of you that came in a little bit later, you know, we were talking. That says that means governing. And that means authority. All right? It's like we were talking about, Brother Jason Watkins talking about being under bondage. People say you're free in the world. No, you're under total bondage to the devil. But when you become a Christian, you become in bondage also, but it's a bondage of love.
Right.
I'm in a bondage of love with my wife. You're in the bondage of love with your wife or your husband or wife, one back and forth. But for those of you that came in a little bit later, we've got only like three chapters left in the book of Romans. I had suggested us doing the book of Hebrews, but I kind of felt checked the other day to let maybe you suggest to me what's on your heart. Instead of me just picking a subject, you suggest to me what's on your heart. Sister Johnny said the nine spirits speak on the nine spiritual gifts. Sister Anna Kennard said go ahead and start in Hebrews, and it is. Hebrews is rich, real rich.
Yes, yeah.
But if there's a general question for somebody else, we need to take that under consideration. So you think about it. We've got about probably three or four more weeks. We'll get into probably March and we'll start on whatever you want to start on. So y'all just kind of discuss it among yourself. I'll take that into consideration. We'll take that into consideration. If anybody else has something else. And then what we'll do is we'll do like they do in a minister's meeting. Minister's meeting, there's 20 ministers, and they say, well, what's the topic for next time? And one says, well, let's talk on a new birth. One says, let's talk on Daniel Sandy Weiss. Well, they didn't say that. One says, we'll talk on this or that. Well, Brother Tim writes them down, and we vote. So you have a hand vote, and whoever wins, that's the subject we pick first. Then we drop the next subject down to the next.
Next time.
Okay, so we don't do away with that. If Hebrews is voted on, then we'll do nine spiritual gifts after that. So it'll be the will of the people. Okay? And then you pray and let it be the will of God inside you to speak. You know. But let's talk about this for a minute. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. That's like what Brother Jason was talking about Friday. Paul was a prisoner to Christ. He thought he was free when he was putting them Christians in jail, right? But he wasn't. He was in bondage to Satan. Because God wasn't causing him to do that. Satan was causing him to do that. But then he turns around and then he says, Paul, a prisoner of Christ now. He now is a prisoner, a love slave. Whatever you want to call it, it is. It's a love affair. It's a love slave. Like, for those of you who weren't here, Brother Jason did a good job. He was talking about he said there's almost 1 point or 2 point something billion women in the world. He said, but I only got one woman that I'm subject to. That's Sister Watkins, his wife. He said, I only got one to worry about. And it's that same way with God. God may have had a different one. He had a wife. He had a Jewish wife. Remember, we've been talking about it at Stanford. Well, he had to put her away. He had to put the denominations away. But he's got one wife. And then they're subject to each other. All right? But we know one thing's for sure. How are you going to be over and over subject to the Creator? You can't control what the Creator does.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
That was another good point he was making. He used me and Dad as an example. He said, there's not one thing Brother Wade can do for being Brother Sam Dale's son.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing.
That's right.
People fight stuff all the time, you know, and I don't fight. I say, well, no, he's not my daddy. Well, yeah, he is. You can't deny that. And then God's your creator. God's the one that lives inside of you. He's the one that gives you the new birth. So he is the higher power. Because don't fear the man that can kill the body. Fear the man that can kill the soul. There's only one person in the whole universe that can kill your soul, and that's God. But he can't kill his own soul.
That's it.
He cannot kill himself.
Amen.
So if you are him, that was the whole point. If she is him, if you're him, he can't kill you. That's why you go on you take a death or take a body change, either one. You're alive more than you've ever been alive in your life. You're alive now.
Amen. That's right.
But you are a prisoner of Christ. Now, we didn't throw this thing away. We still live by it.
Yeah.
But we become it. That's why it's written. It's written epistle. This word now is walking on 2 feet.
Yes.
But there still has to be a higher power. We have to have, just as the wife should be subject to the husband. I'm gonna go back to what Paul said, if it possible. Y'all will get that in a minute. That the Bible says, as the husband treats the wife and the wife treats the husband, the same way with Christ in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not submissive to your husband, now that don't go to beating and everything else, but if you're not submissive to your husband and keep your mouth shut when you're supposed to, sisters, I'm sorry. Same way with us. If we don't keep our mouth shut, then God's going to go, shut your mouth. We must be subject to the higher power, because as we treat our wife, God's going to treat us. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's why we have a lot of problems, because we are not submissive enough.
Yeah.
Right? But look, there is no power but of God. Satan has no power. Right? You know what the power comes from? See that? That's authority. The power to create is only in God. That's, see, to me, that's the ultimate power. You can have billions of worlds, but if you don't have a living soul on it, it's worthless.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. But the higher power is that God created the soul. We were talking about this coming home Friday about nature and the things of nature. There's a natural occurrence that goes on in nature, but it's God.
Yes.
It's God. It's His nature. When we see this natural world, it's nature. No, it wasn't. I was talking to a girl cutting my hair. That's what it was. I was talking to Jeannie, my hairdresser. And she answered the phone. She said, "Beauty shop." I said, "You lie." She hasn't made me beautiful in 30 years. That's good. Preach it, brother. No, but she was talking about how the natural world's going. Storms and all this stuff, you see. I said, well, now, God give us this nature, I mean, out there, you know, animals and plants and stuff, and they do their thing. But what about something so important that God put a soul in a man to give him a godlike quality? And that's what you have. Even a sinner has a godlike quality. Look, we change things. A bird builds his nest the same way. Brother, I don't talk about that. But if we keep building our houses the same way, they'd just be the, you know, little cookie cutter houses. As we advance, we are little gods. And God give us that power. Because we're on the earth. He said, "Here, you take care of the earth, I'll take care of heaven." That's what He told Adam. What happened was, even in a fallen condition, man still has power. You have power to go to heaven or hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That power lies in you.
Right.
That's your decision. God don't decide, or He would be a respecter of persons, and it would be sure enough predestination stamped like this. No. You're a free moral agent. To me, free moral agent is probably the second highest power from creation. Because you decide. God gives you the decision. But now then, well, let's come back to us being little creators. We are little creators. Brother Brown said, you walk in a room, you can create an atmosphere that was not there before.
Right.
You've created it. Right. If you weren't in that room, it wouldn't be created. You created that atmosphere. All right, so we are little creators. But now look, God's given us power.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us all power.
Mm-hmm.
But He's still the higher power.
Amen.
Even Satan has to ask God for permission to do things. You know that.
Yes.
He had to ask permission to talk to even get around Job. And then what did God do? Now, if Satan would have been all-powerful, he said, "Well, I'm just going to kill him today, and I'm done with him." That's what I'd have done. If I was the devil, I'd say, 10 seconds from now, he's going to be dead.
Right.
But God said, do anything you want to, but you can't take his life.
Yeah.
His life is mine.
Right.
I decide whether he lives or dies. You don't decide whether he lives or dies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the higher power. To me, that creation is the higher power. And who is the creator? The Holy Ghost is the creator.
Amen.
All that tied together. But the Holy Ghost is the one that speaks the power to give you and I power. And if you got the Holy Ghost, that's why Brother Brown said, If you got the Holy Ghost, you got what? Power to create a world and go live on it.
That's it.
Right? But that's the power He give us. Because He give us the Holy Ghost. For there is no power but of God. So there is no other. You say, oh, Satan's got this. I kind of want to cover something this afternoon, maybe, if I get into it, about the two powers that we're talking about, even in the seals. You're talking about two powers. There's only two. Mm-hmm. Brother Brown said, you're not a halfway Christian.
Right.
You're either on this side or this side. Right. Your soul's either faith or doubt. Right. There's no in between. So there's only, but there's only one power. God permitted Satan power to do, and what did Satan do? He took his free moral agency and turned it into iniquity, turned it into hideous sin, and all these things that he does. Mm-hmm. The powers that be are ordained of God. Everybody all right with that? They're ordained of God, or they're appointed by God. He did give Satan power.
Yes, he did.
You're the anointed cherub. I give you the anointing. I give you what? You're the worship angel. You're to do this. You're to do that. And what did he do? He turned it to iniquity.
That's what gives people a choice.
That's correct. Because you got two beings, or you got two ways of going. You literally have to reject God's power to go to hell. You have to literally reject God to be false.
Amen.
Literally, you have, because that's what's going to happen in judgment.
That's right.
God's going to stand there and He said, I give you everything you needed.
That's right.
And on this day right here, you turn me down.
Amen.
And I know by my infinite wisdom that if I had come to you every day for the rest of your life, you'd have never done the same thing. See, that's what helped me with predestination and people like Adolf Hitler and all that, where Brother Brown talks about he couldn't be saved.
Right.
Well, neither could Cain.
Right.
In God's mind, he could never be saved, but he had to give him a choice down here.
Amen.
And by that choice, God said, well, because I knew one thing for sure. If he'd give Adolf Hitler 1,000,000 years, by his infinite wisdom, he knew Adolf Hitler would never come to the knowledge of God.
That's right.
So therefore, he could let him live his life, commit suicide, be done and gone. Right? Same way with anybody else in the world. Same way. Because that answers a lot of questions when we say, what? Why did that? Why did this? Why did he allow? But you know what? The worst power that you can pervert is a religious power. Eichmann and Hitler naturally killed 6 million Jews. But the Roman Catholic Church, Brother Brown said, the Roman Catholic Church, by their creeds and dogmas, which goes into the Baptists and Methodists and all that, has killed billions spiritually.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that's worse to me, to be spiritually dead than to be naturally dead. Right? But they still took the power of God and perverted it, because there's no power of Satan.
That's right.
Yes.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisted the ordinance of God. So in other words, you resist the power of God. Now, let's flip that around. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So you resist that part of power that God gave to Satan. You resist that and you're fine. But don't resist the power of God.
That's right.
Resisting the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves what? Damnation. So whose choice is it? Theirs. They resisted. You, as a spiritual, a soul being, your soul. God give you that soul. Jason did a good job Friday too about it. He said that old nature was attached to you when you were born. That old Adamic nature. And that had to die. The soul didn't die. The old Adamic nature had to die so that Christ could come in. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to them damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil rulers. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Well, do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. In other words, they're going to get praise for the terror. They're going to get evil praise. In other words, Adolf Hitler. People, I say Adolf Hitler because probably that would be, to me, the epitome of evil.
Yes,
is having 6 million people killed. But I'm sure these people had more people killed than that down through the Dark Ages. We just got an updated history. They got a new movie out about that last one, Eichmann, where the Mossad found him in Brazil or wherever it was, Costa Rica, and put him on trial in the 60s. And Brother Brown speaks of that. They were part of the Nuremberg trial. Now, the Nuremberg trial is when all the generals and the little peons that fulfilled the request to kill them, they all got executed back in the late 40s. Yeah, about 48, something like that, 49. It was 47. It was right after the war. But they couldn't catch the big generals because they had enough money to disperse themselves. We didn't have to worry about Hitler because he killed himself. But Eichmann and Mengele, they went to a different country. But the Mossad found him.
That's right.
But that guy, you know what he was over the, when they found him? He was a doctor.
Yeah.
He kept his same profession.
Right. Yeah.
But when he got out from under that evil of Hitler, Eichmann helped people. That was the whole paradox of the thing. He became a doctor. He had become a doctor of death. He became a doctor, tried to help the people, whatever community he was in. He became an outstanding doctor. They couldn't believe that he was who that guy was, you know. But what he done, he came out from under that power of Hitler.
Yes.
But still, he never repented, so they did to him what they should have done to him.
That's
right. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise for the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. An avenger or a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for the wrath, but also for conscience sake. Now he's talking about who's that he? Christ, the higher power, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost drew somebody. Amen? Listen, there's a real fine line, and you brothers and sisters know this, being married for some length of time. There is a real fine line between anarchy and being a love slave. There's that little... Everybody understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You can be, I'm the ruler, you cook me breakfast, you get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. You get up.
Right.
No, I mean, really, that's rulership, and that's not what that is.
Right.
No, but if you do it out of love, then it turns everything around.
Okay?
Right.
Yes.
Right? So there's a fine line there. And see, because the world looks at us the way we dress and the way we do. Now, what does the world say about you? Oh, you're suppressed, you're under bondage, you have to not cut your hair, you have to do this, you have to wear your skirt, sisters, and you men, you can't drink, and you can't smoke, and you can't cut. See what they're saying? They're saying we're so depressed and suppressed under, they just don't know that if they got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their soul, they'd come to this right here and be the happiest people in the world. We should be the happiest people on the face of the earth.
Right, right.
That we are free, but we're free while we're still under the higher power.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the Bible says we have liberty in Christ. But now that doesn't mean we overshoot Christ and we shoot him down and say, oh, bless God, I'll do what I want to. Now sometimes we do that.
Yeah.
Because we do what we want to, but you know what? He's just said right here,
you get a little
smack on the hand, right? Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also. Now what is tribute? Taxes. To God. Tithe. Time.
Yeah.
Not so much money, but time. Give your time, give your tribute to God. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Now, what's God's ministers? He's talking about, he has interlaced in here and brought down apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. The fivefold ministry is the head of the body of Christ. God is the head.
Right.
He filters through the fivefold ministry out to the subjects, or out to us. But we're not... As a minister, I don't stand back here and say, well, now I'm part of the fivefold ministry and all y'all are out there.
Right.
No, listen, when there's a preacher in the pulpit, I'm as subject as you are.
Right. Yes.
Sure. To the higher power. I don't sit myself aside and put my fingers in my ears and say, well, I don't have to listen.
So is the preacher.
Right. Well, now listen, a preacher, like Brother Jason said, he said, it's a good point. He said, God's here. He said, I just showed up to help him.
Okay.
Right? I mean, he's going to use me. He said, but he said, God's here. He said, God's never left. He said, I'm just standing. I just move into a position where God can speak through me. He said, I just showed up and God starts talking. And that's the truth if he's a God called man.
That's right.
That's exactly what happened. What happened this morning.
All right.
For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Because look, herein lies our problem. Herein lies all of our problem. Like Brother Dale's always said, what you consider you do is right. But if Sister Johnny don't do what I do, she's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's prevalent in this room.
That's right.
Okay, I'm looking at all of you. That's prevalent in this room.
Amen.
If you do it the way I say it, it's fine. If you don't do it, you're wrong. That's not true.
That's right.
You render custom to him custom. We don't go overseas and say, look, bless God, y'all don't need to eat that. You're not an American. You're not. Come on.
Custom.
It's all the likes and dislikes and stuff, but if they have a custom, what did Paul say? If there's custom that they don't eat meat, you go into a congregation and they're vegetarians, what'd he say, dude? Give me a steak! He said, eat your steak at home.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Don't say, well, I'm going to eat what I want to in front of you. No, have a little respect. Custom for custom.
Yeah.
Now, there's some custom that you, like, I'm sure y'all saw it, but in the Philippines, like the balut, stuff like that. Now, that's silly. I'm talking about in general.
Right.
In general. It's like if you go to Tata's house, you take your shoes off.
Right.
What is that? That's a custom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we take our shoes off. Preachers all the way down. So everybody takes their shoes off. Kind of funny to look around. You see, boy, you better wear good socks when you go to that church. I looked down and what was it? Oh, Josiah was sitting on the front row. He had on like, what was it?
Some kind of
like goofy reindeer or something. I mean, it was something. I looked down, and one was red and one was green. And he's on the front row, and his big old feet sticking out like this, you know. So Josiah, is that Grinch socks or what is that you got on? But that's a custom that you need to respect. It all goes back to respect. But if somebody don't like the color blue, they're not sinners. Okay? If you don't like to do so-and-so, it's... As long as you stay under the higher power.
Amen.
Now, if you sit in that congregation up here, listening to the Word of God and you turn it down,
right.
Yeah. Oh, different ball game.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Right? Different ball game.
That's true.
I was thinking, that great big tall black guy that leads singing for Brother Burley? I mean, this guy's like 6'7". He's got hands about that big. I thought if he ever raised his hand in our sanctuary upstairs, he'd hit the ceiling. That's what I was thinking. Now, their ceiling's real big and high, but when he put that hand up, it looks like it goes like 12 feet. I'd be going like that. But custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear. Paul picks up and says, there's a time to cry. Cry with them, cry with them. Pray with them. We like to condemn them. No, you need to kind of enter in.
That's right.
Help them out. Like my new saying is this year, I've got a New Year's resolution. It ain't none of my business. If you don't ask me to help you with something, it ain't none of my business. Now, if you ask me, it becomes part of my business.
Right.
But if it don't, it ain't none of my business. It's not I don't care, but you got a problem and I got a problem. I need to take care of mine, you need to take care of yours. Now, if you want of us to enter in together, that's okay. That means you've asked. But other than that, I ain't into this gossip junk like some of y'all are.
Right.
I'm not going to gossip. I forget that business. That's all I hear sometimes. Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. We need to honor the office. Remember, we honor the office.
Right.
And if that man's in that office doing a good job, you need to honor that man too because he's in that office.
That's right.
We honor Brother Dale because he's the pastor. You say, well, I don't like it because he says irregardless, which is not even a word. Well, so what? Big deal. That's what I mean. Ain't none of my business. Just listen to what he's saying.
Right.
But the honor is to pay. He's the pastor. Man, he's been a long time. I looked at him the other day and I thought, man, almost 79 years old. He's been doing this. He told me the other day, he said, you've been listening to the message for 50 years. Because I was 8 when we came in the message, 1968. He looked over me and said, you've been listening to it for 50 years. I said, I haven't been doing it for 50 years. There was a gap in there that I did my own thing, you know. But since I was 8 years old, I have heard the prophet's voice. That's been 50. I'm 58. I'll be 59 in a few weeks. January 26th. But you don't realize that, though. That for 50 years, even somebody like as young as me has been hearing the prophet's message. Because I was saying, I said, Dad, you've heard this thing. He said, you've heard it as long as I have. I said, well, I didn't stay in it as long as you did. It wasn't in me until, you know, in the late 90s. So, but you have to pray for him. Pray for everybody in the office, because Satan would love to kill everybody. Just get rid of everybody. Yes, sir.
And brother Wade, down in Nicaragua and Honduras, I would tell, every time I preach, I'd mention, hey, greetings from my church at home. I said, Brother Dale, who's, you know, been in the message since like 67, 68, whatever. I said, is the same thing that he preached back then is the same thing he's preaching now.
That's right.
Many times you'd receive like clapping, right. You know.
Well, look what they come through in just a few years. Right.
Yeah.
They hear this, they hear that.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know. So
sure, I mean,
they don't even know the man, and they're clapping, yeah, not even sure. Asking to clap.
Well, you know what? They're honoring the office, and the man that's in the office is in the office. You just, it's like I said about the higher power. We are sheep. We have to, that's my point, and then we'll stop right. Let's see. Let's stop right here. Alright? But that's my whole point. We are all sheep. When I'm preaching, I'm still a sheep to God.
Right.
God's the head shepherd.
Right.
I haven't pulled myself out and set myself apart and, well, you know, you beat the sheep. You know, no, I'll get beat. It's leadership. Yeah, it's all come down to leadership. And we all are sheep. We all have to be led. That's just it. That's in the Bible. That's in the prophet's message. We have to be led.
Right.
Exactly.
And if we're led by the Spirit of God through a man standing in the pulpit, then God bless the man.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Same like people like Brother Carroll, man. 80-something years old. You know, of course, he's retired, but he's still alive. He's still doing things for God. He's alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
And same way with all of us. We're all coming down. But I couldn't believe when he looked over me and said, you've been hearing this for 50 years. But you don't realize that. Look at some of you, since 98 when I came back to the Lord. Look at some of you. Y'all were in it before then, stayed in the message. But even from 98 till now, last year was 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
98, 2008, 2018. That's 30 years you've been with me, a lot of you, with me, listening to the message.
Right.
All right? And don't go with me and say, well, there ain't nothing going on like Brother Dale. Even Brother Jason Watkins hit it too, because it's prevalent everywhere. There ain't nothing going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I say? If somebody stands up and say there ain't nothing going on, you know what they're saying? I got it. You don't.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's perfect. I don't see it nowhere. Ain't nobody got nothing. Well, no, that's a lie.
That's right.
If you got the Holy Ghost, you got power to create a world. What's the problem?
Right.
What's the problem? Well, you're not displaying it. Well, you're not going to display all of it, not till the change, because you're going to be sticky. Brother Brown said, this thing right here is going to be sticky till the change.
Yes.
You're going to be sticky. But there's somebody, like Brother Jason said, and go back to Friday night, he did a good job. He said, there's somebody getting it. He reached and said, there's somebody getting this and living by it.
Amen.
All right, so, and that's why you keep preaching, because if you preached and never saw everybody's, you know.
Right.
I mean, you get depressed sometimes when you're preaching your heart out and people are sleeping for, you know, 20 minutes at a time. So, does that mean they got it all, so they're just going to take a nap while you're preaching and I got it myself? You can't have that attitude. We are sheep.
Yes.
We got to be led by somebody.
That's right.
If you think you're the shepherd, sayonara.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you think you're the shepherd. We have one head shepherd.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And now he's in the form of the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ in another form, but where is he? He's in you.
That's right.
Now he's working through your body.
That's right.
And every little idiosyncrasies that we have ain't none of my business.
Right.
Unless you make it part of my business. But it ain't none of my business. If you like steak and I like potatoes, so what? Big deal. If you like to study 3 hours and I study 1 hour, you know what? That's okay. You do your thing.
Amen.
You're the only person that you know that you're right with God or not.
Right.
And we all know we have faults, but you got to come to a place, to, like Brother Jason said, where you nail it down and say, Wade Dale cannot deny his daddy because he was born from him.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you do, if you're born again, you can't deny God.
Right.
You can't deny where you come from.
Amen.
You can't deny the Word of God because it's part of you.
Yes.
You are the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Made manifest in a form called a bride. That's it. Listen, there's nothing else manifest. We'll cover it this afternoon and we'll do the fifth seal one more time. Do a review, but me and Dad were talking about something coming back from the hunting camp that I think I need to cover. Total plan of redemption is in the fifth seal. Total plan. From Adam to the future home is in that fifth seal. We'll talk about it this afternoon. Get out of here. Owe no man anything. Love one another.
Wait.
Yo.